In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reginald and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right, let's get to these confessions here. And I'm going to start with one that we were going to talk about during what was popping, because it was also a confession. So you saw, and you may want to lay it out a little better than I would. So Colorado staffer reportedly went a little rogue and was seeking Saudi money for NIL.
Yeah, so he was a staffer, no longer a staffer, yeah. And he penned a letter, with a little bit of, ire towards the team. Or the program, rather, that he felt like he had leveraged some of his, connections to try and bump up and pump up the NIL fund, and he just didn't agree with the way that they were handling it or whatever. And one of those things that he said is he'd even went to Saudi Arabia to try and get that Saudi money in the NIL fund.
Yeah.
And you hear that Saudi money being invested
and
in football.
And it's like, oh my God, the Saudis?
And that catches people's attention.
Here's my confession.
Okay.
Really wouldn't have a problem with that. I really wouldn't. And let me explain.
Let me
explain it.
Well, especially after yesterday, you was out here talking about the Russian national anthem. Yeah, we watched you closely, buddy.
I'm are you a commie?
The FBI has got our wireless tapped. Actually, the Wi-Fi was down, wasn't it?
Wi-Fi went down.
The feds are on us, man.
I need to put tape over this
we
camera
got the
on
feds are on us, buddy.
Hey, let me feed Lopez some cheese.
Yeah, man.
You rat.
Let me explain it, and I think you guys are going to agree. Maybe not these two guys in this room. But the royal you, as they say. So I get, obviously we all know Saudi Arabia is got some their hands in some dirty stuff.
Yeah, man.
They've done some heinous stuff, some people over there. But you have to realize Saudi money is literally everywhere around us.
It is.
Saudi money, what do they call those consortiums of money that they invest in different companies and stuff, whatever. They are in $35 billion. $35 billion has been invested in, I don't know, little outlets like Amazon, Walmart, and Uber. So, like, if you're gonna, complain about that, and they are, if you buy anything on Amazon, the Saudis have invested in that. If you buy anything at Walmart, the Saudis have money in that. If you've ever taken an Uber, the Saudis have money in that. So I'm not necessarily agreeing with what they have done in a general sense. What I'm saying is that money is already around us. I got no problem with a little Saudi NIL money.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
The point is well taken. My problem, actually, funny enough with this.
Public investment fund.
Yeah, the public investment fund, the PIF.
Yeah.
More than, in this particular instance, more than the actual Saudi aspect of it, is actually the investment in college football of it that kind of...
Oh, the ethical kind of...
Not even the ethical... Well, yeah, in some ways, but I'm like, it doesn't make sense to me, right? Because if you are going to do venture capitalism or what have you, investment in college football, what's the end goal, right? Because when you are trying to invest, like, with one of these companies with all this money that they're trying to invest in a company, the idea typically is, right, that private equity, they buy into it, they put some money up front, and hopefully at some point that money is...
Yeah, I don't know what their end game would
be. They're trying to make more money, generate more money, whether it's stripping the company for parts and selling it off, and, they want to make money out of this. They're not doing this out of the goodness of their heart to give money away. College football is not it's not an efficient sport for money, and it's usually just a money pit, and what you're getting out of it, mostly these bag men of old and things like that, and now boosters, they get access, they get pride, they get, like, those are the things that you're getting out of it. How are you going to turn money put in into more money for the whoever is the investors?
First of all, he didn't get it,
and I imagine that's part of
that's part of it. But my point is
the moral aspect.
If they want to invest you know, don't stand on this moral high ground when you're buying stuff every day on Amazon, Walmart, and Uber.
Now, the moral high ground that you then get to is, ain't that a state institution? Right? Like,
yeah, but it's a state institution for the NIL already, that all these companies that are investing.
Sure, but then you know? now you got a foreign state investing in an American state
institution.
That's their institution.
Problem.
And getting some interesting places. Watch this. I am so happy with how much the Houston area has, you know, welcomed me and wrapped me back in, especially on this show. Mm-hmm. But I've got to be completely honest. I got to confess.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little uncomfortable so much, Reginald. Like, I truly, I love my name. I enjoy it. But I'm very used to everybody just defaulting to Reggie. And I was like, all right, it's cool.
So, are we killing Reginald?
I'm not trying to.
Hold on, this is big.
But what I am saying is, I did not realize that it would hit my ears in this way with so many people calling me Reginald as opposed to like Reggie. Maybe I've just gotten used to people using the more comfortable.
R.I.P. Reginald.
Look, you can still call me Reginald. It is indeed my name.
No, I don't.
I like it. You don't want to?
I don't want to.
Okay.
I prefer Reggie.
I ain't gonna lie. It's a little funny for me calling somebody Reginald because I know a whole bunch of people named Reginald.
Yeah.
But they never go by Reginald. They always. I have a cousin named Reggie.
Yeah.
So
I never even heard his name called Reginald before.
All right. I totally respect Reginald, and I told you the story. The reason I put P in my bylines, John P. Lopez,
because mama called you John P. Lopez.
My mom called me out on it on the first story I ever sent.
I'm gonna call you John P. Lopez
when I was a freshman at A&M, and so I was used. So I get that respecting. That's the name my mama gave me and wants me to use, but. If we're being honest about here, I'm going to walk right over in the next break to Parker's office and say, change all those intros.
That's funny.
Let's change them. Start clicking on that little laptop of yours over there, and let's make it Reggie, because I'm in on Reggie.
What's the name you don't like people calling you?
Well, out my name, first of all.
Not like that, but have to do with your name, because my real name is Edward. I don't mind somebody calling me Edward. I don't like Ed. Like, don't call me Ed. Every time I hear somebody say Ed, I think of the horse, Mr. Ed.
Ah, mm-hmm. Don't call me Ed. I don't know that there's a permutation of my name that it's like, yeah, don't do that. But I guess maybe someone will try and find
Man,
out.
Man, Reginald didn't last as long as New Coke.
5 days.
I am still Reginald. That's fine. But yeah, you can, Reggie works just fine. I guess I didn't realize how used to being called Reggie that I was.
All right. Well, that's it. That changes my mind.
It's dead.
You're Reggie.
That's gone. Crazy.
You're Reggie.
That's wild. Watch this.
These are my confessions. Man, I felt so bad for my wife yesterday. So before I left to go to work, she was telling me, like, yeah, you know what? I think I'm going to cook it. I'm going to make some steak and rice and make some sauce. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, all right, cool. Go to work. Come home. I had a long day at work, by the way. I got home a little late. But I got through the door, man. The food was smelling so good. And a little backstory, my wife loved to cook. She'd come up with different recipes. Sometimes she'd look up recipes to try.
Oh, nice.
So I walk in, it's smelling good. I'm ready. Yeah. I'm about to stiff arm her and go right to the kitchen.
That's wild.
Now, she was sitting there. She had this like really disgusted face on her. And I'm thinking like, damn, did she hear my confession from last year? I'm thinking like, oh, man. So I'm like, sweetie, what's wrong? She's like, this tastes awful. Like, we can't eat this. It tastes bad. So apparently whatever recipe she read, they had her add like baking soda to it for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And so the steak had the baking soda taste to it. And she was just like, man, we're going to have to go somewhere.
You know what? I've got her back on this.
Yeah. No,
there's no worse feeling.
I felt so bad.
It's terrible. Yeah.
And there's no worse, especially when you have people over.
Yeah.
My God. You're like, oh, that did not turn out.
She felt so
bad. God bless her. Because that's so bad for her, man.
This only happened to her twice. Like, she usually not.
That's the worst part. Like, you got it. Now you also have a reputation. You're like, I know I usually come through for you.
Yeah.
Except, I think a few of my friends did like a Friendsgiving. A few years back, and I was like, man, I've been wanting to make this like baked mac recipe that I had seen for a long time, and I was like, I was gonna shred the cheese and everything, I was gonna do it up big. I said, all right, bet. I did it. That thing came out the oven. I was like, that's mid as hell. That's so mediocre. And so everybody's there, and I'm like, look, Eat it, don't eat it. You not hurt my feelings. I know. Yeah. But like,
see,
I know.
But see, this was the crazy part. The food looked good yesterday.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
It looked,
and you smelled it and thought it was, yeah.
It smelled amazing. But she said it just tastes like
I've been there. We've all been there.
Yeah, she did that one time before. She tried to make a red velvet cake. And for some reason, they had her add vinegar to it.
Oh.
Yeah. So, took a bite. It tastes just like vinegar, what, man.
Tell her this story real quick. I had Leonard Botello from Truth Barbecue. Hell, Aaron Franklin said the same thing on the Bite Meat podcast, my barbecue podcast.
Okay.
They both said they've done that 100 times.
Man.
And these are the legends.
It does happen to the best of us.
Legends.
Got you. It only got her twice, but man, she felt so bad. We had to go to HEB and get a meal simple.
Those quick meal.
Yeah, man. But I felt so
shout
bad.
Shout out to HEB.
Shout out to HEB.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. 3-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
GB. Watch this. These are my confessions. All right, I talked about, speaking of cooking, my son loves to cook. He always makes us dinner on Thursdays, and it was outstanding yesterday. But anyway... So we always go play with our granddaughter. That's our Thursday. You know, it's my slower day and all that. So we're eating. I'm playing with my granddaughter. Take her outside. She gets tired. We come inside. What is it about Disney movies that their songs stay in your head forever? Like,
let it go.
Dude.
Let it go.
She put on Frozen. I drove home singing it. I went to bed singing it. I woke up this morning. That's what gave me the idea for the confession. I woke up this morning. I'm like, let it go. Let it go. What? And it's Disney more than anybody else.
That's right. Look, Disney got money as an organization. You bet money that they're doing research.
Dude, do they put some sort of like data chip in that thing or what is it?
I know
it?
This song was in the streets for a long time too, man. Yeah. They was actually playing this on the radio.
Yeah. Yes.
So I got tired of this song. I only saw the movie like twice.
It was a good movie.
Oh, it's a great movie. Yeah. But I could watch any movie with great music, and I won't think about it again once the movie's over. Man, I woke up. I woke up singing Let It Go. Like, what is it about Disney?
So is your granddaughter, is this like her go-to?
No, her go-to is Encanto.
Encanto is
we don't
that
talk about Bruno.
Oh, yeah. You put on Encanto, it's over. Like this was just like after she got tired and dinner. We only watched like 45 minutes of it. Mm-hmm. I'm singing that damn song all night and all morning.
What was that movie for you? That go to as a kid?
As a kid, Dumbo.
Dumbo.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I was a big Dumbo and Lady and the Tramp. Yeah. Yeah.
The one that came to mind for me just when you were talking about the songs, mm-hmm. Mulan.
Oh yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Be a Man goes hard, and then
they're coming out with another one now.
Are they?
I think they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
And what other one?
What was the other one? Oh, Lion King.
Oh, yeah.
Lion King got some
jams. Lion King was my go-to. And then the other movie, I
wore that tape out.
Yeah. No, the other tape I wore, I was Home Alone 2. That was like my
but
go-to.
No songs to worry about there.
Nah.
You don't have to get that stuck in your head. Watch this. These are my confessions. All right. This is... kind of a confession, but more of almost like a question for you fellas. Am mm-hmm. I going to have to get this friend out of my life? Because I had a friend that texted me and was like, basically saying that one of the most overrated team nicknames that's mm-hmm. ever been was the Houston Oilers. And I don't know if she just didn't get it, but...
I think she didn't get it. I'm like,
wait,
like,
what was it?
That the Houston Oilers...
The Houston Oilers.
Was an overrated nickname.
Overrated nickname.
Is she from here?
No, funny enough, she's from Cleveland.
Yeah.
But she lives here now.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, yeah, okay, we get it. There's oil here. And I'm like, yeah, that's the point.
Yeah.
That's the point.
And like, they're called Oilers.
It's a regional specific nickname.
Roughneckers or Oilers or whatever. No, that's, Yeah, get her out of your life.
It's a regionally specific nickname.
She from Cleveland, Texas or Ohio?
Cleveland, Ohio, which kind of makes sense. Like, you look around, what are the regionally specific nicknames that y'all got?
They just got this one, the Guardians, because of the big old Guardian statues on the bridge.
And by the way, if you come from a city whose football name is the Browns.
Yeah, named after a dude named Brown.
Dude.
A white man named Brown is what they're named after.
Yeah, somebody
got
loves
no right.
Yeah.
You got no right.
Yeah, Oilers is
There's
cool.
a whole bunch of Cavaliers
Oilers
in Cleveland.
Oilers is way cool.
Yeah.
Now, we were having a discussion off air about a certain AAA team.
Oh, yeah, the Space Cowboys? Okay, this is the actual confession. Now, the actual confession is I liked Skeeters.
I did too.
Better.
Me too.
When he said that, I'm like, I'm with you.
Like,
Skeeters is better than Space Cowboys.
I think so.
Yeah.
And, like, I get it, right? You get a little bit of synergy with the big league club or whatever. But, nah, I thought Skeeters was original. And, you know, if you want to be sophomoric, which at times I do, kind of funny. Kind of funny to say Skeeters. Not gonna lie.
I like
and
Skeeters.
So, yeah,
and we are
Skeeters.
All about Skeeters.
We good? There we go.
We good.
A little bit of lunchtime
confession. I got another confession real quick.
Go for it, buddy. Watch this.
I'm so happy he's going to go by Reggie now. That's all. I'm going to Parker's office right now.
Hey, can we explain to him why we was like so pressed to call him Reginald?
Because Parker.
And what's funny is
he said you
go by Reginald. I'm like, what?
I think Parker got this misconstrued. Parker was typing up something and I was like, I feel like just the first time, can you at least refer me to Reginald? Because I'm still going to, Reginald is my name.
Yeah.
I was like, at least the first time. And I guess that got misconstrued as I need to be called Reginald, which is not the case. But okay.
He's going to spend all weekend redoing all the.
Yeah. That's crazy. Sorry to all the people that I'm making work more.
Because you have to redo them.
Big voice guy. Sorry about that.
Right?
Apologize that to you.
You have to redo them.
I mean, if John Lopez says, John P. Lopez.
I think it's fine. That's his name. But we should be able to call him Reggie.
Absolutely. 100%. That's what I try to tell you, too.
Yeah.
Call me Reggie if you feel like it. There you go. A little bit of lunchtime confessions here, Sports Radio 610. Coming up next in the loop, who's the most underrated Houston athlete going? 713-572-4610. Text in your answer. We'll talk about it next.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.